Off-road riders want more trails to ride on, loggers want to harvest more trees, and environmentalists want fewer of both. The Forest Service held an information session in Madison this week to answer questions about 8 alternative plans it's considering to address all those concerns. Mark Tyson is a forester for the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. He says the goal is to balance the needs of all 3 groups, but he says a new emphasis in the 10-year plan is on protecting biodiversity.
We have other areas that are basically not going to be allowed to be timber harvested that provide for all the natural processes that Mother Nature would provide. We can see what management does, and we can see what Mother Nature does, and what we're trying to do is mimic Mother Nature.
Some environmentalists aren't convinced the Forest Service is doing enough to protect old-growth forests. They'd like to see fewer snowmobiles and ATVs in the woods and more emphasis on protecting natural areas from logging. But loggers say timber harvests are crucial to keeping the forest healthy. They're worried proposed logging restrictions in the plan will cripple their industry. Rick Deegan of the Lake States Lumber Association says the Forest Service itself admits the new plan will result in a loss of 3,000 jobs.
We feel that they can manage timber and produce forest products without harming the environment, you know, sustaining that healthy environment for future generations as well.
The final public hearing on the National Forest Plan is next Tuesday in Madison. The agency is accepting public comment through August 11th. The final plan will be released before the end of the year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.